I begin my story recounting my youth as a breakdancer. I was one of the pioneering dancers at that time in a scene that some had said was the forerunner to the hip-hop cultures of New York and L.A. My crew had won accolades internationally, and I traveled as a b-boy to festivals and competitions worldwide. And that was easily 40 years ago now, and the moves that had turned the world onto breakdancing, moves that I had created as a young dancer, I just cannot do anymore. I feel my hands, my arms, neck, and shoulders that are today bruised, worn, and have seen multiple career-ending injuries. At some point, I turned to teaching, starting night classes and workshop sessions for people who wanted to learn more. But there was too much distance between the students and I. They wanted different things, and my message and work ethic was not always welcomed. I began a clothing label, a radio show, an online trading business, a pop-up shop. I just kept innovating to keep my spirits up, even if these ventures turned into dead ends or never got off the road. I just had to do this. It was inevitable, I told myself, to be true to my vision, to my ambition. But I never could tell if I was doing it just to reclaim lost glory. I recall receiving a phone call one morning from a close friend. I remember the anxiety and urgency in his voice about his need for a job, for food and medicine for a family member who was sick. I recall asking him to go to the youth center to seek help and work, and the strange feeling I had when we hung up. I realized shortly after that the youth center I had mentioned had just burned down. And having nowhere else to go, my friend had turned to bad company. Gang members who exploited his desperation and made him confront rival groups on their behalf. That day, my friend was shot and killed in the altercation. Because of the pandemic, I was not allowed to visit his family. My arms and shoulders still bear the weight of that guilt, unresolved trauma, and the grief. During the pandemic, I found very little to survive on. It was difficult to think positively, but I just focused on eating right, sleeping right, and breathing right, believing that just keeping one foot in front of the other would lead me somewhere good. I learned a new skill with my hands, DJing, and I formed a close partnership with a friend to create a mobile studio for the youth in the community. I saw pain through domestic violence, substance abuse, gun violence and desperation that the pandemic had revealed in this community. But my studio was able to transform this chaos into art and this hurt into expression. I saw rival gang members join my studio to have a chance to work on music, and for a brief moment, they were able to forget about their differences and collaborate on producing songs together. The songs they came up with spoke of hope, weathering hard times, battling the infrastructures of authority and discrimination, building and losing community, losing friends and family members to senseless violence. Sometimes I see my younger self in their music and performances. In those moments, those fleeting moments, I am at peace.